God is good. Jesus. So cool. I miss you. So good to be back, guys. Thank you so much. God is good. Amen. How you doing? It's been nearly, it's over a year since I was here. I have heard so many great things about what The Rock's been doing. I hear that you have 111 different ministries reaching out here into the local community and beyond. It is amazing. Praise God for that. That is huge, 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 huge. Who was here the last time I spoke? Hi, good to see you. Who is not here? Hi. How you doing? I am I'm a type of preacher that encourages people to get their own Bibles out while we're doing scriptures. And if you have your Bibles, I ask you to grab them now as well, because we're going to fly through these scriptures. We're going to read some, but we're going to quote a lot more. So you know when you have a good message that you've heard and maybe you've gone to a great conference, and you come home and, you know, your mom and dad or your family, your friends, like, how was it? Like, it was great. It was like, what did he say? It's like, I don't know. They have scientifically proven that there's an 80% chance better of you understanding it and remembering it if you write it down. So I'm going to be giving you and sharing you, you know, the pick-me-up verses that you sometimes want on a bad day and you just can't find them. I'm going to be giving you my favorite verses that have given me strength to change my life without limbs into a life without limits. And for those of you who do not know much about my story, I now live in Southern California and... I went from Australia 4 years ago, and by the grace of God, we have a ministry called Life Without Limbs. Everybody say Life Without Limbs. I encourage you to write that website down, lifewithoutlimbs.org, because you see some really, really cool videos of me traveling around. In December, we're in China, and God's opened up some doors for us to preach the gospel in settings that normally evangelists are not allowed to do so. Middle East, we were just in four countries in the Middle East. No, I wasn't in Egypt. And that was really cool. And we were in Switzerland and the World Economic Forum. And God continues to open up doors. And by the grace of God, with your prayers and just encouragement, we want to continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to every continent as much as possible. And so we've been to 39 countries. And by the grace of God, we've seen many people come forward. And the reason why do what we do, the reason why Life Without Limbs does what we do is because we want the world to know that Jesus lives, that Jesus loves you, and has got a plan for your life. And I just want to encourage you today that, you know, wherever you are in your relationship with God, you know, some of us go through seasons where God doesn't make sense and God doesn't really speak to us in the way that or timing that we want. And, you know, some questions come in your mind. It's like, why doesn't God do this? And why doesn't God do that? And why not now? And I just want to encourage you with scriptures to remember who God is and what he's done and all that comes with believing in Jesus and how you can have a life full of love, joy, and peace. I'd like you to just write down 1, 2, 3, if that's cool. And write down just three things and we'll get into it. But the truth of my value... Write down the truth of my value, the truth of my purpose, and the truth of my destiny. You know, as human beings, arms and legs or not, you know, there's no point in having arms and legs when you don't know what to do with them. And you can have arms and legs yet still have a broken heart. I'm not here today to tell you, you know, look, I'm going through something so difficult. What are you complaining about? No, in fact, when people say they're not going to complain again in their life after seeing me speak, I'm like, dude, it's Monday morning. So, you know, don't kid yourself. We all complain. We all go through ups and downs, and we all go through different things. I don't know your pain, and you don't know mine. But we know the one who does, and he knows all things, and he can change all things. And I want to encourage you today, because God is God. He is never a God to make a mistake. He's never too early and never too late, and that's hard to believe. You know, when you know, I'm a kid and I see everybody else with arms and legs, and I'm like, well, what happened? You know, like, why doesn't God give me arms and legs? And my brother and my sister were born after me, and you know, and I'm praying for a miracle, and nothing happens, and I'm a little confused, and you know, I have no arms, no legs, but quite frankly, I believe it's worse being in a broken home than having no arms or legs. I believe it's worse losing a loved one than having no limbs. So we all go through questions. We all have these three things that we must find in. And, you know, it was difficult as a kid. You know, these kids that come up and, you know, they react differently. And a fresh, funny story actually is really funny. If you have heard me speak before, you haven't heard this one. There was this one kid who looked at me and he was all confused. You know, he's checking out my body, looking at my head, checking out my body, looking at my head. And he's like, well, at least you got a head. Kid's so cute, is that? So awesome. We, you know, we have lots of fun, and you know, I love just seeing the humor in things, and I still haven't done this, but I'm still tempted to also, you know, we fly 120 flights a year on average, I travel a lot for a man without arms and legs, and it's really funny actually. I would love to dress up in a pilot's uniform and greet the passengers. Can you imagine that? That'd be really cool. Hi, welcome aboard, sir. You probably heard this one if you have heard me speak, but I got my friends to put me in the overhead compartment of a plane. I wanted to freak someone out. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Anyway, well, no one's going to handcuff me or anything, right? So it's like... Turn with me to Psalm 103. Psalms 103. But as a kid, you know, I learned about God and I heard about God, and my dad actually started a church before I was born, and you know, you know that there's something more. You know it. You know deep down inside, you've seen this world put their security in material things and money and security in stuff. And you see people with a lot of stuff, but still poor on the inside. You sort of set some goals to achieve things, and you feel like that's the only way you're going to have happiness. Then you see some people who finally reach their goal and they're still not happy. I used to think in my life, well, you know, I wish I had arms and legs. But it's not about a circumstantial change. You know, we go through times of sowing and times of reaping and times where things are very clear and times where things aren't. And, you know, I want to encourage you to know who God is. Because when you know God, everything changes. Everything. And if you're watching online or you're watching on a satellite campus, I want you to read with me in Psalms 103. I love just to read the first five verses. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Not health benefits, but all benefits. What is the entirety of all the blessings and benefits you get when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ? We're going to put everything into perspective here. Verse 3, "Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Now, I'm not going to be dissecting this scriptures, but I do want to focus on forgetting not all the benefits of knowing who God is. You know, you can be a good person and you can have things in your life, but you still have no truth or peace of knowing, well, who am I and why am I here? Am I truly going to heaven or not? In my life, I felt like God had forgotten me. And I asked for arms and legs, and arms and legs didn't come through. And I believed in God as a God of miracles, and I've seen miracles. I've seen blind people seeing and deaf people hearing. I have a pair of shoes in my closet just in case he says yes to me still. I do, you know. And I want you to know that I truly believe God can do it. God can change anything. There is not one heart that God cannot touch. There is not one situation that's bigger than God. Jesus conquered everything. There was nothing that could conquer Jesus Christ, not even the devil himself, and not death. And when you live in the Spirit of God and you have Jesus Christ living in you, you live through His strength and through His victory. Now, it's not to say that everything's smooth. You know how you feel like, you know, you just want to get to a point where in life you sort of finally go, you know what I'm talking about? Like 8 years old, right? I'm stressed about my homework. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I'm going to die. This is the end of my life. And you get to 13, you're like, elementary school was nothing. This is where it's at. I mean, dude, my parents don't understand me, and this friend's fighting with me, and this gossip, and this, that. And you know, you're trying to find yourself. Like, this is so difficult. I'm never going to get out of this place called school. You get to senior level, and you're like, oh, man. I got to make decisions, got to go to college. This is so nerve-wracking. You get to college, you're like, man, I wish I was back in high school. It was so easy. You're finally out of college, and you're like, man, this job's boring. Some people, they say, Nick, I'm never going to be happy until I get married. And I'm like, are you serious? You got to talk to some married people. See, we just focus on what we see. Don't focus on what you see. You see, if you actually witnessed kids teasing me at my school when I was 6 years old, and I would go in my wheelchair and hide in the garden. I would actually hide myself from all the students at the school some lunchtimes because I didn't want to get teased. And you would feel sorry for me and you'd want to talk a couple words into those little kids' ears. And you'd probably have some anger as well. But you see, it's not about kids picking on this poor little boy with no arms, no legs. It's about demons and angels fighting for my soul. You see, the devil doesn't care if I have arms and legs or not. Did you know that? The devil doesn't care if you have cancer or not either. All the devil cares is, has he got your joy? Has he got your peace? And has he bound you up on the inside? We don't have to be afraid, though. For God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Do not listen to the lies in your head thinking that God's punishing me because I have this sickness and disease. No, we know that that came from the devil in the Garden of Eden. Okay, there were four people in the Garden of Eden: God, Adam, Eve, and Satan. And before Adam and Eve fell into sin, they did not have any bad things happen to them. Then when they fell into sin, every human being fell into sin by birth. It's our human nature. And I don't have to go too far to prove that every human being is born with evil. I just get 2-3-year-olds, put them in a room and give them one toy. All right. Shut the door and you'll hear evil. All right. So the enemy intended this for bad. But what the enemy tried to use for bad, God can turn into good. You got that one. This is the thing. I thought that it would be the best idea if God gave me arms and legs miraculously. I thank God that Jesus taught us to pray like this. Present your request to God. Let the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your heart and your mind in Him. Jesus says, Lord, this is what I want. God, these are my requests, but nevertheless, not my will be done, but your will be done. Why? Because God is God. I would not have ever imagined that I would be able to meet a little boy, that little boy with no arms, no legs. Did you see him? I met him 5 years ago in Anaheim. The doctors told his parents that he's not going to have any hope. He's not going to walk. He's not going to do this. He's not going to do that. The exact same thing that the doctors told my parents. Then the doctor saw my YouTube video and says, oh, he's going to walk. And when I hugged this little boy and I hugged his mom, I can't explain to you how I felt. The mother said, Nick, I've been praying that God would let me know that he hasn't forgotten me or my son. I witnessed my mom hug his mom and my dad hug his dad. And that's why the very first chapter of my book is, if you can't get a miracle, you can still become a miracle. When the clouds in your storm don't part, you can still carry someone else through theirs. Why? Why? Loving God, knowing Him, and loving your neighbor as yourself, carrying them. Why? So that we may all go to heaven. That's what I'm waiting for. And there's only one more better thing than going to heaven right now, and that's bringing someone along with us. Amen? Amen. 90 years, and what would you rather have? 90 years with arms and legs, or no arms and legs, Nick? Well, God knew best, and He knows best. Can He still give me arms and legs? Absolutely. What's better than for, let's say, a family member of mine has cancer? Yeah, my cousin had cancer at 27, and I prayed at 6 years old. He wouldn't die, and he died. We know that our last breath on earth will be taken eventually. But those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins, and He is my Savior, and He's living in me, He rose from the grave, I'm going to raise from mine. And, you know, I was thinking all my life, what can God do with me? If God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet, then God can use you. I looked at the blind man in the Bible. People asked Jesus, why was this man born that way? And Jesus said it was done so that the works of God would be revealed through him. And I'm like, whoa, if you're going to plan for a blind man, you got a plan for me. And Lord, I surrender my life to you. Forgive me of my sins. Give me your peace. Lord God, even though I don't know what your plans are right now, I'm going to believe you have them. Why? Because you say so. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. Verse 12. Then you will call upon me, come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Verse 14. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. Romans 8:28. All things come together for the good for those who love Him. Isaiah 40, verse 31, those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. I'm going to shoot a match. I'll tell you why in a second. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your paths. Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 to 13 explains about God's grace is sufficient. Why do I give you all those verses? Because that's all I have. Jesus loves me, this I know for the Bible tells me so. And I'm not saying this is all I have as a coping mechanism. No. What a coping mechanism is when the world says all you need is a positive attitude. I can't tell that to a 14-year-old kid who's dying of cancer, just have a positive attitude if he doesn't have anything to look forward to. You can't do it. You can't forget about your hurt. You can't change someone's heart. You can't change your own heart. You know, when you hear your parents fighting and you're desperately trying to find out who's right and who's wrong and what are the facts and you want to help in any way possible, it's not even about the argument. It's not about who's right and who's wrong. It's about going on your knees and praying for your family. That's where the fight is. Don't be deceived. Come to the truth, and the truth will set you free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. Let's go to James real quick. I wasn't planning on this one in this service, but really quick. James chapter 1. Next time your pages are sticking together, don't complain. James chapter 1 verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. I have no arms, no legs, but I'm lacking nothing. I have no arms and no legs, but God is with me. I have no arms or legs, but I have forgiveness of my sins. I know the truth of my value is not determined as to how the world sees me. Well, you're not smart enough. You know his little voices. Eh? You look ugly. Eh? You need to be like her. You need to be like him. You need to be more athletic. You need to be more smart. You need to have a boyfriend before you feel loved. You need to have a girlfriend before you're cool. You need to swear before you think you're somebody. You need to be part of a tough group before you think of, you know, thinking that you're someone. A billionaire lost 45% of his portfolio within 3 days in Singapore 2008. And he came up to me crying. And he told me that much. And then he said, but that's not my problem. I said, what is? He said, it's my daughter. I said, what's wrong with her? He said, my 14-year-old baby girl can't look at herself in the mirror and see beautiful. What am I going to tell my future daughter when she can't see beautiful? The truth. The truth. Here's the truth. Every three-year-old girl wants to be a... Have you ever wondered why? They'll look at you like you're the most silliest person in the world if you ask them, why do you want to be a princess? They don't know what a princess is. All they know, it's got something to do with pink clothes. Right? But they know they want to be a princess. God made us for royalty. We are daughters and sons of the king. Amen? And a daughter to a king is a princess. That's the truth. The truth is in Psalms 139. I am wonderfully and fearfully made. You know his little voice, Nick, you're just a medical mistake. You're a mistake overall. No. My hidden form was not hidden from God. He formed me in my mother's womb. Oh, Nick, God's forgotten. You know he hasn't. He has more precious thoughts of you than all the grains of sand in the world. God's word and his love is all that I have and all that I need. My parents couldn't help me. You know, parents, when you're trying to encourage your teens, it doesn't look like anything's happening. That's how my parents felt sometimes. At age 10, I actually tried to commit suicide. I felt like there was no hope. But you don't know what's around the corner till you go around the corner. And when you can't walk around the corner, God will carry you if you ask Him to. You don't know what God can do with your broken pieces until you give it to Him. I'm going to say it one more time. You don't know what God can do with your broken pieces until you give it to Him. He will make something beautiful. He will give you strength one day at a time. Keep on praying. When God doesn't change what you think you need, come to the truth of knowing you need so much more than you think. It's very simple. It's not horizontal. It's vertical. The more you lean on Him, the more you learn of Him. Faith, write this one down. I like this one. F-A-I-T-H, full assurance in the heart. And by faith, you go forward. And when you have faith, it overcomes your fear. F-E-A-R. You know the false voices in your head, the lies. F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. You probably heard that one before. False evidence appearing real. There's my Bible. Here I am. Take one step at a time. Am I perfect? No. Am I under construction? You better believe it. Am I a huge work in progress? Mm-hmm. I certainly am. God loves you just the way that you are. No matter what you've done wrong, He loves you just the same. No matter what you have or what you don't have, know that He can do something beautiful beyond your comprehension. Just one day at a time, stick to these scriptures. Pray and say, Lord, these are my requests. But I trust You. Lord, forgive me of my sins today. Make me into who You want me to be. Teach me how to pray. Teach me from Your word. Help me to deal with the relationships horizontally. Help me to deal with my struggles horizontally. And help me to know that all my strength and all that I'm really looking for is from You alone. You know, you try to do things in your own strength and you just get tired. And you know that there's something more. A strength within that you don't have. Are you tired? Have you tried to do it your way and you're just trying to be a good person? And you feel like, well, maybe once I become a better person, then I will walk with my Lord. Then I will get to know what God wants me to do. Once I get out of school, once I get out of university, once I get married, once I have kids, once the kids are out. Tomorrow is not promised for anybody. Are you walking with God now? Do you have peace now? Do you have that joy? Because you can have it if you ask Him to come into your life and change you from the inside out. I didn't finish my thought. If a loved one had a cancer, is one thing better for my loved one in eternal perspective? Is one thing better than my loved one who's dying of cancer to be healed? There's one thing better than for God to give me arms and legs and That's for my loved one who's got cancer to go to a hospital in a room with someone who doesn't know Jesus, and my loved one does know Jesus, and my loved one knows that she's going to heaven. My loved one knows that God's with her. My loved one knows that God can heal her. But what if she was there in that room just to share that hope with someone who doesn't know Jesus Christ? Would it be worth it? Nick, is it worth it? Would you do this again? Absolutely, for me. Yeah. Being an older brother for that little boy, Daniel, with no arms and no legs, who now swims and goes to school. And you don't know what God has. Who would have known that I'd be able to type 43 words a minute on a normal computer, and after two cups of coffee, 53 words a minute. Now, who cares about that? If only one person comes to the Lord, praise God. You don't need to be a preacher. You don't need to be a musician. You don't need to be a pastor. We're all different parts of the body of Christ. You don't need arms and legs to love God. You don't need arms and legs to love your neighbors, yourself. And you don't need arms and legs to stand in front of the gates of hell and redirect traffic. The world needs Jesus. And I want to let them know that Jesus loves them. Today, do you know that God loves you? Are you walking with Him? I want to give you an opportunity to pray a prayer and come forward and say in this prayer, Lord God, take my life. I don't know what you want me to do. I want to learn more about you. I want to know you more. If you have a plan and hope and a future for me, I want to know what it is. And I want to just encourage you to, if that's you, to say, you know what, Nick, enough's enough. I'm tired. I don't want to do it on my own anymore. I want to do it on God's terms. I'm going to invite you to come forward and we're going to say a prayer. And you don't have to be worried. I'm not going to lay hands on you or anything. But right now, if you know that what you need is God and who you need is God, and you're not walking with Him and you want to make your life right with Him, I just encourage you right now to stand wherever you are and come forward right now, from the front to the back to the top to the sides. If you know that tonight's the night where you want to say, God, take my life, I want to know you more, I want to commit my life to you. If that's you right now, stand and come forward and receive Him right now. Let's start applauding and encouraging. You know you need to make your life right with God. Come on. Come on. You know you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. So stand and come forward. Come on. There's going to be a lot of people here tonight. So come on. Just stand and come forward. That's it. That's it, come on. There's going to be a lot of people, come on. That's it. Teenagers, today is the day. Just come and face me, just face me here. You guys can face me, it's cool. Come on, from the front to the back. You know you can't do this on your own. Say, God, take over right now, come on. Keep coming. We're going to wait for you up the top. If you want to make a move from the top, you can come down right now. Hallelujah. Awesome. They're still coming. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Anybody else, just keep coming. There you go. They're coming now. Come on. You're never too young. It's never too late. You know what happens when one soul comes to the Lord, amen? A big party in heaven. There's another one. There's another one. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise God. Amen. Let's pray as we are. Lord God, we just thank you that you know exactly what each and every one of us needed to hear today. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that it's by your spirit, Lord God, that people's lives are changed. And Lord God, you know how many people are still sitting in their seats, Lord God, and still want to know you. But Lord, you know that it's just, Lord Jesus, all of us coming closer to you. And this front row, Lord God, of these people who've come forward and said, enough's enough, Lord God, take over. Father, we just thank you that you would take over their life today. Lord, that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit. Father, you would comfort them. Take away depression today, Lord God, from everybody, Lord Jesus. We ask that you would give us peace and love and joy. God, we just thank you that you have a plan and a hope and a future for each and every person. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that you can use each and every one of us. Thank you, God. Would you repeat this prayer after me? Say, dear God, I come to you today and I thank you for loving me. Thank you, God, for not giving up on me. I am so sorry for everything I've done wrong. Please forgive me. Come into my life and change me. Heal my heart and renew my mind that I may be who you want me to be. When I fall, and when I fail, pick me up and give me faith to know you're still there and you'll never leave me. Help my family and help my friends. Help me to love them. I want to know you more every day of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So, praise God.